Blog Talk Radio.
I pray to God we all be here. I just been on my Hollywood.
I just been on a gnarly way. I got a place in Hollywood, farther than where we thought we would. Totally be a millionaire, I'm about to make my promise good. I'm getting closer to the dream, girl, I'm trying. Damn, don't it feel like it's dying. Top off hands in the sky. Champagne paint for the tire. Damn it, it ain't even Friday. Daddy got a Porsche on the highway. Top off hands in the sky. Pray don't nobody fight it.
Baby, come close to me. Don't create water. Take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult.
Yeah. baby. No matter what I've seen in the past, I won't let it impact that we've grown out, baby. I can't let it slip away, drift away, can't go to waste, go to waste, I stay straight, stay to your face, won't contemplate, you contemplate that, baby. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from a ceiling for you. Knew right from the start there was no limit for me. And now I'm catching feelings, baby.
Even when I need gas, I can hear Well, good evening, and welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, Pearla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice and diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing, Diva, how are you? I had to laugh.
Well, you are.
Yes, it took me
a minute to get it right. You know, I had to get used to saying it, like I'm sure you had to get used to saying your new last name. So, you know,
I'm telling
it
you,
is what it is.
I wrote my old name down the other day. I was like, whoa. I forgot.
I know. You know what? I remember those days when I first got married. And it took me because my maiden name is Smith, and I was so used to writing that on everything. And when I got a particular job handling nothing but paperwork,
Right.
I was signing my maiden name. I had been married for about 3 years, but I was used to signing my maiden name. Girl, it took me a long time to stop signing that because my boss was coming to me, was like, what's up with this? Did you change your name or something? I was like, and I'm looking at him like, no, why? So he hands me a couple of sheets of paper with my signature on it. I was like, oh, that's right. I'm changing now. I'm not doing no more. I apologize. Do you know I had to go through all those papers that I signed my maiden name to and run them off again and sign my married name to? Girl, look, that was ooh, child. But it was my mistake, and they couldn't go through like that. It was, you know, it was an issue. So, but you best believe after that, they're fixed. I didn't sign to anything
again,
else. Okay, that was not fun. Okay, that was a lot of paperwork, but it's all good. It's all good. So, it's all right. But let me finish introducing Michelle. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, you have entered the Erotic Love Zone, and this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, DV. You got yours on?
Girl, I got my Poet Raw Links on. That gives me some inspiration. I love that piece.
Oh, yes, me too. I have the one actually with the hematite on it, but I have several poet bracelets from him because I actually, you know how I am. I actually thought that
I
flushed another one down the toilet, which I did before, but I wind up finding the one that I thought disappeared before. But it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one and join us. We love you, too. We won't bite you, I promise, unless you want us to. Before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out and thank you to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO and creator of these beautiful pieces of jewelry that we talk about. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real The Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. if you would like to acquire some of this jewelry that we speak of, you can get it over at Facebook, Be Raw, I believe. BeRawFacebook.com. I apologize. Be patient with me, y'all. If you can't get it over there, definitely holler at one of your people over here at Epiphany. And we will definitely make sure you get to adorn your body with his beautiful creations. So, Diva, this topic. I would like to expound on this word touch. Okay. This is the topic is how many ways can they touch you before you climax? What I mean by touch, that word touch can go so many different ways. They can touch you verbally.
Yes, they can.
They can touch
absolutely.
You with the scent of their body. They can touch you with a look that they give you, or they can touch you physically, spiritually, mentally, any kind of way that your partner can touch you. How many ways is it that they do or it can before you climax? And it goes the same way with the climax. You can climax mentally, spiritually, physically, however.
Definitely.
Okay? So don't be scared. Bring us those pieces that talk about the way that you are touched. Okay? How about that? I want to ask you, Diva, how many ways can they touch you before you climax?
I'm going to in a moment of total transparency, it doesn't take much. After a couple of times, after a couple of touches, I'm ready.
I hear it.
So, yeah, don't take too much.
And is it a physical touch? Is it a mental touch? What kind
you
of
know,
touch is it?
You know, at first when we first met, it was his love letters to me. It just touched my heart. All of it just touched my heart. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And, you know, once it touched my heart, and, you know, things touch your head, but when it touches the heart, you're like, oh, yeah. So it went from words to touch. And so sometimes it could have gone from, you know, what he smells like, because I love the way he smells after a shower. It's like, okay, let's just mess the bed back up, because, no, we'll just get this ready to me, because it's only cracking. So it gets that way, trust me. Mm.
I hear that, girl. I hear that. Okay.
So what about you?
That. Me? It could be any kind of way. The strongest way, can I use strongest or the most potent way that I'm touched is mentally. Physical touch is fine. You know, it's good.
Right.
It is. It's absolutely delicious. But my partner gets in my head. It goes everywhere. It reaches out to me. First, yes, physically, naturally, my body is going to respond. But then the rest, oh, man, it just comes into place. Everything is in sync because he has to have said something to me the right way or said the right thing. The conversation had to have gone amazing. You know, I might dress like a Power Ranger sometimes, and I might act like a little kid, but trust me, I'm a very, very deep individual. So it takes quite a bit to get in my head, you know. And if they actually get there, yeah, it's all good. It is all good.
I know that's right.
and as long as, you know, I gotta say it's a combination of the touch, the verbal, the mental, the physical, and definitely the spiritual. If he can't mess with me spiritually, well, I'll give you a little bit of time of my time, but after a while, because I go off a vibe more so than anything, you know. And that's pretty much how it goes for me. Some people say I kind of make it hard to let somebody in. It isn't that. I'm just aware of how quickly it can go left with certain individuals. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm kind of guarded. But I don't have like a wall up that's impenetrable. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm logical more so now. I used to be very emotional when it came down to being touched because I came from a particular background where when somebody was kind to me, I took it as, you know, oh, it's love.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are like that, when you are open like that all the time, you tend to get used and treated a certain kind of way. And it keeps breaking pieces of your heart that you can't replay. You can't put back. It takes a long time to recover from that. So, I'm a little guarded. You know, but very much. It took a lot. It took a harsh lesson for me to learn how to be that way. But trust me, honey, my spirit is untouchable with that crazy mess now. You know what I mean?
I hear
so
you.
It's all good. And trust me, if they get in, Oh, baby. It's
there
a beautiful
is.
Thing. It is. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful thing because everybody don't get up there. Mm-hmm. And it's
That's
all
right.
good. It's all good. Now, Diva, before we get into
Maybe.
Our pieces, I want to play another song and then play a station identifier. Okay? Is that all right with you?
Maybe. That is quite fine with me.
Shouldn't be long. We'll be right back, folks.
Your smile, your voice creeps inside my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you were sorting me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you?
Tonight's topic, we want to know, how many ways can they touch you before you climax? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that one. All right. So, Diva, you ready to get into this
yes.
topic tree?
Yeah. I am ready.
Yep. Well, you choose. You like me to go first, or you want to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not falling for that, Diva. Because it's hard going after you, Diva. I think I'd better go first.
All right, girl. Well, let me go there and get down off the stage here. My ankle a little swollen, so give me a little bit of time. Just a little bit. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called His Touch. He touches me with a come hither look, or with his cologne that makes me swoon. He can read me like a book. I'm ready to fall to my knees and, you know. When he touches me with his love letters, my thoughts take flight. When he touches me to kiss me, he holds me close real tight, then rubs my back and licks me on my shoulder. I know he wants me when his eyes smolder. He's like a flame and I'm attracted like a moth. When he first saw me, he said it was good to see the face behind the voice. And I touched his heart undoubtedly, because 18 days later, he made me his lifelong choice. But when he touches me to make love to me, it's with his lips, tongue, his body, and his hands. We're both turned on so much, and I love it when he takes control. I do what he commands. No matter what he uses, his touch keeps me climaxing, bringing pure satisfaction, and he loves my every reaction. I couldn't count how many times he touches me before I soar. I can tell you, it doesn't take much, because I'm addicted to his touch, and that's that piece.
It doesn't take much, because I'm addicted to his touch, whatever it be. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes, I do. I do. No matter what. Yo, that's what I'm talking about. See, that, I see why you married me. But that's what I'm talking about. And that's what I am open to. You know, I say it, guys come to me talking about, are you looking, what kind of man you looking for? I ain't looking for nothing. What I'm doing is remaining open to whatever. Or whomever the best one is that the universe is sending to me. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it must, I have to feel that way. What you express in this piece, it's got to be there. If it ain't there, you know, we talk. So you already know what I'm dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Had that visitor, not literally visit me, but that text, you know,
mm-hmm.
that call.
Right.
You know how I feel about you, all this and that. And I'm like, yep, we're there, yep. I can't, you know. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Just like you mentioned, I have discernment, you know. And I'm not saying that the words aren't sincere, but it's your actions. You could talk all day long. I mean, the most articulate. You know, and words can sound really, really pretty, but if your actions are completely opposite of what you're saying, it's just noise coming out your mouth. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
Oh, Steve, that piece. Yes. I love it. Yeah. Thank you for that, darling.
Oh, no problem. But, Diva, so now that I've got mine on the way, and I know you're going to bring something with all of these delicious, delectable, and I can't tell you what the third D is. But I'm going to step off and I'm going to put the spotlight on you. The mic is yours.
Oh, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to put my head down a little bit in shame because I didn't complete the piece that I was going to spit tonight. So I'm going to grab something older. And when I do complete that piece, I promise you, you will get it all. All right, so this is called Touch Me, Tease Me, Love Me. When I say that I love you, you don't have to touch for me to feel your arms around me is what I meant. And when I say I'm just lost sometimes looking in your eyes, frees me to a place of beautiful and peaceful I've never known existed, is what I meant. So when I say I'm a transparent soul, and I know that if I invite you to my sacred space, I'd be completely naked and exposed, mind, body, and soul, knowing that you can easily take advantage of me in there. If you really want me there, I need you to hold me in your peace. Please, touch my heart and remove my pains, my hurts, my fears, with love, before trying to remove my clothes. I want to purge the chaotic sadness that damaged me, because when I give you control, I want all the love we make to be pure and unknown. If I have to withhold who I am, if I can't be me with you, and you don't deserve to be in my bedroom, so tempt my eroticism in my work. So tempt the eroticism in my words, and just let me seduce you with the passion in my kiss only, so that your passion will always be in pursuit of the sweetness you will always receive when you taste my reaction. And I, in turn, will always want to know what your day tastes like. And that's that piece. Diva, you there?
Girl, I'm on mute. I was up there. Ooh, Diva. But anyway, Diva, you know, this piece was on time. I mean, like the rest of your pieces are. But you know what? This puts someone on notice. You are telling them everything that you need in order to get, you know, and they have to provide. They have to produce. Whatever it is, what you want before you give yourself to them. And that's what messes up. Because you set the ground rules, you know. You set every requirement. And if they can come through, shoot, just don't talk it. Walk it. Do it. So there you go.
Okay. All right. I'm tired of the pretty words and no action, or the pretty words and opposite action.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. We got callers up in here. Okay, so I'm prepared. I got my drinking bottle ready.
Yes, I do.
All I got is water, but water is like the ultimate refresher, so I'm good. Okay, I'm good. All right, we're going to open up this first mic to Epiphany's own station manager. We got Poetic. Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Ms. VIP, La Pearl, Lord. La Negra. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Danya.
Oh, God.
Hey,
how you doing, Poet? Do you have to greet us like that?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, yeah, is there any other way to greet? I mean, you let me know.
Lord,
I'm good with that.
I need a sip of water, Diva. You can talk to him for a little bit.
Well, Poetic. As my diva says, welcome to tonight's show. And tonight, we want to know something from you. How many ways can that special person touch you before you hit your climax?
It all depends on what the mood is, what the time is like, what the scenery is like, where are we at? Because, you know, the elements around you can help with that climax. And baby, if you've been stimulating my mental all day, it ain't gonna take but so many touches. I'm just saying.
I know that's right.
Yeah, that. I know that's right.
I mean, because if you stimulate, if you stimulate the brain just right, I might be touching you.
Who?
I hear
that. Right, man.
No argument there. Well, thank you for that input right there. Now, tonight, you know, you kind of been MIA for a minute, and guess what? It is justifiable. We understand. Okay, it's a beautiful thing that you took the time that you needed, but now you're back, and we need some more of that poetic mindset that you bring to us. So, without further ado, I am going to step down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is called She's Touching Me. Don't just touch me. Touch me with your soul, but specifically in such a way that I feel your heart's fingertips run across my bottom lip that quivers as the layers of love just strips. I mean, strips with gratification, mixed with heightened personification that you absolutely adore me, that you absolutely crave me. So don't just touch me. Grab me with each beat of your heart's pulse that pleases me. When the world decides to discard me and my emotions, you remind me that, black man, I'm your number one promoter with a full range of worded and physical motions. To let you know that, baby, I got your back. Embrace me in your loving arms, warding off any demonic attack. Let me feel the nakedness of your deity, clothing me in the bosom of your pulchritude as you see me. Don't just touch me physically. Touch me with your whole attitude that makes me say, really, when I look at you, and come to the realization that you are for me and not against me like civilization. And my core being has begun seeing just how you touch me so. And all I know is my mental climax is creaming while my orgasm is screaming, baby, baby, please don't ever stop touching me. Don't ever stop touching me. From the mind of Poetic.
Damn. Well, damn. All right. Well, damn.
Your pieces have, you know what, you can be erotic throughout the whole piece, but every once in a while you'll give us a piece with a combination of everything. You got romanticism, you got eroticism, you got straight love and encouragement, all of that. And this piece contains all of that. That was absolutely beautiful. That part where you said you are for me and not against me, like humanity.
Like civilization.
I don't know if I said it right, but civilization. That part right there is life. That's everything. We as people that are in relationships, that's desperately needed. That is a necessity. So this piece was awesome. It really, really was. Glad to have you back, Poetic.
Glad to be back. Glad to be back. Vacation was amazing. So here I is. Make me look good.
That was up, though. That's a beautiful thing. Man. It really, really is.
Those last two lines killed me.
Girl, I'm trying to get out my head about that. Okay.
All right.
Now, now before I send you off, I have to ask, would you mind if we brought you back in for a rundown for Epiphany? I kind of did it a little bit while you was gone. You know, I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, we tried.
Just a little bit.
I did all right, because one of the hosts was like, please tell me you was reading that off a piece of paper. No, I wasn't reading it. I kind of, you know, it's from memory. So I did pretty good, you know. I did all right.
Okay. All right.
But, I, you know, it's all good. It's all good. But there's been some changes made to the Love Lounge, just a little bit, you know, because while you were on vacation, my mixologist needed to go on vacation just to, you know, get her thoughts together. So we have another one over there. And this is a guy, his name Julio. Okay. Julio pretty good though. You know, he might bring a little bit of that Latin flavor to his drink. And he likes to dance around and while he's making the drink. So don't let that, you know, scare you off. Just go ahead, throw your hand up in the air and he got you. Whatever it is you want to drink. All right?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you later. One love, one
mic. We'll
see
you in a little bit. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, Diva, I got a song for that. Mm-hmm. And Poetic, I hope you like it. The one that I wanted to play for you know, after his piece, it just won't play for me. I'm having technical difficulties, so I'll play this one for you.
As we explore
I like that song. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Diva, you ready to open up the microphone of this next poet?
Hey, now.
All right.
I'm back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another one of Epiphany's own hosts. We got ourselves the host of one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. We got ourselves King Atterbury. Hey, King, how you doing tonight? Welcome to
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing out there?
Man. How are you?
Absolutely.
I'm on one.
You on
Uh-oh.
One? Uh-oh. You,
well, right
is, now. Is this
yeah.
Lord? Is this my Lord Atterbury? Or is this
Nah, this is Lord Atterbury. You know, when I come up to y'all shows, it's always Lord, you know what I mean? I can't distinguish the two, you know what I mean? We all together, you know what I mean? But,
okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the music and everything and the vibes and everything like that, you know what I mean? So, definitely
thank
had to come
you,
through for you, Davis, and whatnot.
And that is truly appreciated. Thank you so much. I want to ask you the question of the evening. How many ways can they touch you before you climax?
I'm a whole vibe by itself. You know what I mean? Like,
all right.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
So you mean to tell me? Wait a minute. Nah, you ain't gonna leave us on red. You mean to tell me that King, Lord Atterbury, can't be touched by his partner, no kind of way.
That's not what I was saying. I was saying I'm a whole vibe, but so whichever way she touched me, I'm already activated. I mean,
there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Give this
because
thing.
She already knows.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't take much. Like, yo, we right there. Okay, I'll match your energy very quick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just let you do what you do, baby. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm right there in the, in the atmosphere, not the stratosphere, the atmosphere. I'm up close and personal. Let's get it. Let the proceedings proceed.
I feel you there, On that note, I'm going to step down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours. Let's get it.
All right. This piece, our title is Just Us. This evening is rare. I am well prepared by what you have placed in the air. The look upon your face with your eyes gaze inside of mine. I am familiar what you do in these moments that we share. No other thoughts are aware of what's about to happen. It's a feeling and emotion wrapped all into one. Not much verbal engagement. This arrangement is famous. I've been here before, so I allow everything to be brought into fruition. The way your hands touch a side of me that initiate my charge, pacing a balance between me and your inner self that is open. Closing my mind, focused on the here and now, where we are, that's here. I'm so high from the vibration that you presented to my physical. Points that are pinnacle have me looking inside the aura. I'm on one. Tell me again where you come from. Is it up close and personal? I'm always tapped in from outcome, sharing the income. My lips across your lips. When upper or lower. I'm a tower full of power. Who cares about minutes of time? Being on fire with desire and all that come after, I'm hanging on to invisible rafters, resting myself on cool branches. Just knowing how you reach us, it's me, myself, and I. Allow the love to spill in and out what is to be. Become the one that wake up early and take you to the rear. Just know when you inside of me, it's a souvenir, King, Lord,
Well, all righty then. Just know that last line right there, that got me. I wasn't expecting that, but okay. All right, that's what's up. I feel you on that one. Just know when you're inside of me. Oh, man. That's what's up. Okay.
All right. It's longevity from the 70s.
All right.
Okay.
Now. Well, wow. Well, what I'd like to know is, did you say something about waiting in the rafters for the rapture? Well, what did you say? What was that like? That got me.
Oh, I gotta touch back. You know what I mean? Like, Diva, you always be getting me in those mental charges when I don't, you know, say, like, you like, yo, what you said when you said that? Then I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I gotta retrace.
They hit me now. They gotta ask. You know? Hit me.
I said I'm hanging on to invisible rafters. Resting myself on cool bleachers.
Okay.
Just knowing how you reach us is me, myself, and I.
Oh. All right.
Oh, best believe I got a lot of hang time. Yeah. Nothing is wasted.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I enjoyed that for you very much and appreciate you coming through. Before we let you go, which is not permanent, okay, because I want you to stick around for a little bit, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Pitney Radio's universe?
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Monday nights, you know what I'm saying, King and Queen's Quarters. 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Myself, King Atterbury, along with my co-host, Queen Simmons, come through, check out the vibe of the music, the poetry. Have a great time. And Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying, Poetry Corner. Myself, King Atterbury, and my brother, Poetic Van Meadows, you know what I'm saying, come through and check out some of this barbershop talk. You know what I'm saying? We chop it up and also do a little poetry. You know what I mean? On the Let's Talk Network, it's always fanfare. You know what I mean? Word. So, you know, it's a beautiful experience being a part of two families, the Epiphany family and also the Let's Talk Network. So, you know, I balance everything out very well. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what single dudes do out here in this world. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I hear that. And that's a fuck.
Alright,
let me ask you.
You want to have fun? No, I'm just playing. Yeah, get deep.
Absolutely. We might spin the block depending on how things go. You know, so you think you can grab another piece for us? You know, why are you waiting?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? This is Lord up in the building. I got something for everybody. If you want to.
All
right. Well, that's what's up.
All right.
Well, send you on over there to the Love Lounge and, you know, go sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby.
Oh, you know, baby. You know, King ain't, Lord ain't hesitant either. You know what I mean?
One love, one mic. I got a song for that, Diva. I've been debating
right
on which
now.
One I'm play, but I'm going to just close my eyes and press the button, see what comes out.
All right.
Yeah. See what you got, baby. Oh, baby. I hear you. Yeah. Rock with me. Fuck with me. Yeah.
Hey girl, I'm the baby. If I should take you home, sipping on that Merlot. You know what's next? Perfect in the mission, switching positions, we so explicit. Oh,
you've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me all alone. What you gon' do to me? Don't talk about it.
Talking fly, boots and blue jeans, Cartier newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on, looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted. She on my wanted poster, so rocking my mimosa. I'm balling like LeBron. We shopping in Milan, the 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive, her stuff is super. She my new addiction, I swear I'm through with chronic. Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl, we the hottest. Rocking the most ice, I say we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me home. What you gonna do to me? Don't talk about it, see it, body. Let me see, let me see. I can't wait to get you home. Talk to you, guy, man, come on.
Welcome back again, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1. It is just about quarter after the 10 o'clock hour. You have until 10:59 to get up in here. Converse with us. Hit some of that awesome poetry that you have for the Blog Talk lady. Cut you off at the knee. She has no chill. Ain't that right, Diva?
You're right, definitely.
All right.
Yeah, if she don't care, you're going to be left feeling some kind of way. So come on in here and join us. Diva, we about to spin the block. Okay.
I'm ready.
We're going to open up Poetic's mic again. Should we get him to do the rundown? No, I think I'll get him to do a piece first, and then he can give us the rundown. Mm-hmm. So, boy, he just, all right. How about that? All right. Poetic. Oh, Poetic. Hello.
Somebody stop it. It's a VIP's line.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yes.
Would you happen to have another piece that you can drop on us with some of that deliciousness?
Of course.
All right, well, I'm going to back up off the stage once again. Just the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called The Taste of Her Poetry. She is my poetry, but just know only I can taste her words. Some may deem me to be the nerd of nerds. Well, I like that title. Because I can stimulate her in ways you simply just can't because your mind sits idle. While my thoughts ravish more than her poetry, I create this stimulating symmetry where she can rest in her femininity as my verbs adorn her with a halo of divinity, exploring her chest cavity. You know where her heart resides, giving pure clarity, that I am her chosen forever, seeking words of affirmation because that is her and I never allow the choices of this mere man degrade her as a woman. You see, as I'm sucking on her nouns and her verbs begin to get more and more stimulated from the moaning sounds, while I begin massaging her pituitary gland, rotating her sexual appetite from the crown of her head and right down to the sole of her feet. Our kiss is where we meet. And my God, her words taste like some delicious milk chocolate. The poetry in her exhale gives me life to never be late. Because when she says, Daddy, taste your poetry, I melt into a literary frenzy, creating a new dictionary, hoping I get to play Pictionary. With the creativity of her poetry I've tasted, no noun, verb, adjective, predicate, pronoun will be wasted. Because I just want to be the canvas she uses to create a masterpiece within her words, as she's more than my muse. From the mind of Poetic.
Dang it. All right. I don't even think I remember all the parts of speech, but I just remembered it.
Right, right. I loved it, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I wouldn't expect anything less, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, that was an awesome piece. Beautiful. Again, these pieces, I got to pick with you a little bit. These pieces are starting to sound like dedications, you know?
Wait.
I mean, you get in where you fit in.
I know that's right. That's what's up.
She knows I write.
Can you what? Your mic went out.
She knows she's my muse. She knows I write about her.
That's what's up. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get back to the sexy part of the erotic love song. Poetic, can you please give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week?
I don't know. I'm a little rusty. I mean, I was on vacation, and you know, y'all had shows, and I. But you know what? Let me just go with what I know. Ladies and gentlemen, join us on the radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with J-Rap, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And remember, tomorrow night's show is special. We're going to do pieces, and you got to decide which one of J-Rod pieces that I wrote and which one of my pieces that J-Rod wrote. Let's see if you can get it right. Friday night is open at the moment, but Saturday night, is it the Just Jay and Gina Storm show? I told y'all I was on vacation. Or is it, or is it Poetic Therapy? Let's go with Poetic Therapy. With Danielle. Hey, with LaPerla Negra. And then Sunday night will be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, you got King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then Tuesday night is the Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and LaPerla. La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. You did all right. Thank you for that, darling. All right, we're going to send you on back. I need a report. Since you're the station manager, I need a report. How's my new mixologist doing? Is he all right?
Yeah, I mean, he got me a little, you know, he's got me to a place where some mixologists haven't been able to. I mean, that's tipsy. I mean, but, you know, Former me was watching Kalinda, so, you know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
he's doing all right.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's what's up. Well, I'm going to send you back one over there to the Love Lounge with him. And I know your boy Atterbury's over there, but we can ready to snatch him and bring him back in here, too. So.
Yeah, hello.
Thank you very much.
You know, he knows thought you that Kalinda's on an extended vacation because he was hoping he could fly, right?
I know.
Since he all single and everything and let everybody know.
What?
Hey, I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, no.
One love, one mic.
That's what's up. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. He is something else.
Yeah, he on one.
Okay.
It's all good, though. It's all good. All right, we're going to bring, we got Lord Atterbury back up in here. Another one of them pieces. Lord, are you still with us, my Lord? Lord,
hey,
Atterbury,
what's up, y'all?
You still with us? There you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the building. I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? I was just looking for a piece of spit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Had to check up in the archives.
I hear that. you ain't got to go too far in the archives because you write more than anybody I know. I'm like,
I don't know anything about that.
I think you and Poetic is running neck and neck because he writes every day, all day, and so do you. Y'all be spitting out these pieces. I be like, number one.
I don't know all about that. You know what I'm saying? That's my teacher right there. You know what I'm saying? I come from the hall of Poetic and Larry Maddox. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They don't teach us on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a speaker, not a leader. No.
I hear that.
I'm like,
I hear that.
Yo,
I
love
that.
Brother.
Well, y'all be getting it in. But you know what?
I'll be sitting back.
I used to feel some kind of way because I started writing like that a lot every day. Sometimes I would pump out like 3-4 pieces, but then it slowed down. So I don't know where I was at, but it slowed down. And I'm like, so what? They can write a little bit more than I can. But now I'm working on my book, you know, so I'm like, I'm writing every single day. And thanks to everybody in Epiphany, I'm getting pointers, I'm getting advice, and it's all good. It's just flowing together. Everything is in sync. So with that, enough of me. We're going to get back
to you,
my Lord.
thanks to y'all's show, it just opened up a doorway and a portal to what I used to know. You know what I'm saying? I just put that kind of like on the back burner. But thanks to y'all's show, I just was like, yo, mirror that shit back out, my nigga. Like, yo, like, It's cool. And then after a while, I just was like, all right, fuck it. I need to just create my alter ego, Lord Atterbury, and just, like, go in. So I thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for all that you do. Now, I'm getting ready to step down off the stage, and I'm going to fix the spotlight a little bit, and I'm going to hand you over the mic. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, this piece is untitled. Let me begin, enter and exit on a good note. Kiss your love on a low, place my tongue down your throat. Rub on your hips and thighs as we search each other's eyes. Then taste your apple pie while I slide you on my sides. Ride as I rise to the point touching your goodness. Sexual intense shit, sweetness. Here's your moment. Go ahead and own it. Nibble on your own nipples with potential. Touch your pearl while I'm off into your world as I bend you. Over while my hands grab your shoulders as you push back. There is no risk factor. We're adults with no gift wrap. Raw as an entitled poem without reasonable content. I'm only being honest while we solid smiles are garnished. Hold on to the modesty, hug the love, that whole honesty. Fondle me, sexually, so you can see the best of King. Perhaps a dirty version, call him Lord off the surfboard. I'm a subject matter whore, accepting certain women's calls. Step in between halls and place myself in your warm walls. Fresh out of state tour, give me more than I saw before. May I fall into sensations of your voice that's hypnotic. Handcuff me with your body on mine so it's harmonic. Fuck until you flush without a rush so I can nut. Keep my mouth on those nice, tender, beautiful size cups. Lord, open doors, working that body like a chore. Suck my dick until your jaws become sore without remorse. Now that I'm back inside that pussy that's gushy, I'm tongue-tied. There's a wave going on as licking deep inside. Grab my head, baby. Place my face all in it. I won't stop until you squirmish. That's how a king finish. But hold up. Lay on your stomach while I toss your salad. We're in the room, hearing ballads, exploiting each other's talent. Who am I? Figure it out. I'm your highest fantasy. Call me the man that never planned. I only do what challenged me, Lord.
I'm not doing it. I can't sing. I was too young for that piece.
Oh my God. I'm glad it's a mute button, because damn. Wait a minute.
I was doing the same thing.
I don't know if I'll look at you the same again, Kay. That's all good. Amazing piece. That was pure eroticism. That was straight sex.
That's one of my best pieces, from last year's business.
That did raise my eyebrow. Yes, it did.
Well, I'm saying, truth be known, I'm a nasty motherfucker anyway and whatnot. So that just opened up the floodgates for me just to, express myself.
I know that's right. Well, you did it just the right place to express yourself, in the erotic love zone. That's what I was talking about.
King is just a sensual, romantic motherfucker. Lord is a nasty motherfucker that do whatever.
He don't give a fuck.
When I judge me or create me, it don't matter.
You hear that?
What's up, yo? You can bring Lord. You know, Lord is welcome here all the time. King, welcome too. But Lord, yeah, you keep bringing his ass on over here to the Roddy Club. So that's what I'm talking
Lord,
about.
Lord, I have you on your motherfucking tippy toes on like, you know, man.
Oh
like,
my!
Hell yeah, fucking walking like a puppy on like, I mean, like,
oh,
you are really on.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man.
Hey, yeah, I mean, like, yo, I'm like I said, when Lord is here, everything's fair. Now, bitch.
All right, man.
Yo.
All right, man.
All right, Lord, my Lord. I'm going to send you on back over here.
You can't wait to call the Lord. And like, he'll bless you. Bless you and protect you.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. All right, Lord Atterbury. I'm going to send you back over here.
All right, demons.
With your brother Poetic.
Hey.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
He's on one, Diva. I'm trying to tell you.
Yo, I'm tripping. For real. That's all right. I love it. I love it. This is the Erotic Love Zone. Yes, yes, yes.
It is.
Oh, Diva. Well, I'm about to go into some eroticism myself. So, I'll let
right
you like yours first. You know, it's up to you.
No. Yeah, I'm not following you no more, Diva.
All right, well, I'm going to what? I'm going to scooch over. You know, I can't keep going up and down these steps on this stage, so I'm going to just scooch over behind the curtain.
Okay,
and the spotlight is going to be bright. And whenever you're ready, life is yours.
All right. It seems you knew just where to touch me, where to lick to make the goosebumps run up and down my body, making me tremble. He whispered he loved me, and suddenly it seems I was someone I didn't know, yet the face I did resemble. As he explored me, my hunger began. I reciprocated, never hesitated, because I needed him. I told him to stand up. He stood, and my mouth started to speak. His chest, nipples I did tweak. I secretly smiled. He was mine now. As I did him, his knees went weak. I pushed him on the bed, took a bow, then took him on a natural high, straight to the stars. He grabbed me, then sank into the black hole, and it sucked him in until our zenith hit. We floated in the afterglow from the light of the moon. And I'd hope we hit another natural high. Real thing. That's that piece.
You know what? I don't know what it is. I think maybe from me being excited about writing in my book, but your voice hit me different just now. And I had to, like, check myself. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. What you going to extra faltriness when you did this one or something? Because your voice was on. And then again, it could have been Lord Atterbury in that piece he just did. I don't know where it was, but I just got moved.
But you know, sometimes Miss VIP got to throw on a little sexy, you know, a little more sexy, you know, a little more.
I know that. I ain't mad at you at all. I love that piece. Oh, man. Okay. Let me catch my breath.
All right,
Diva. I'll get it tomorrow.
There you go.
All right, I'm ready.
Well,
I was ready.
The final spotlight is on you, Diva. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This little short piece is called Affirmations of Life. In a room dimly lit by embers and flames of a fireplace, the sounds from crackling wood of burning logs, he sits, patient with a deep anxiousness, watching her walk to him. when she reaches him, looking in his eyes and places a hand on each one of his broad shoulders and straddles, sliding down slowly, allowing him to enter her as she deeply inhales with her eyes closed now from the feel of ecstasy he's been serving. Tells her, I would fall in love with you as often as I could. Just say yes. And as he places kisses on her neck, her lips, her cheek, holding her tightly, they can feel their souls in a passionate embrace. And he breathes whispered affirmations of life to her body in his native tongue. That's that piece.
Ooh. Uh-huh. See, I knew what to do. I went before you. Oh, that was, that was delicious, as you would say. Yes, girl. You know what?
Thank you.
I blame King for everything that happened after 10:15. I blame him for everything.
I hear that. Oh, man, Well, since we don't have any more callers, I'm about to shut this down. And I'd like you to go ahead and give some closing words before I do.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank those who participated tonight and those who are listening online. We appreciate you, because without you, there's no us. And then to our illustrious CEO, thank you for the brainchild, because we're now Epiphany, we're family, and then we're here, Block Talk Radio, the real entertainment network. So this is where we stand. This is us. All right. Well, listen, guys, take care of yourselves. Be kind to another, okay? Be kind. It doesn't cost you a thing. God bless you guys. Steven?
My sentiments exactly. I want you to continue to be kind to yourself. That is the most important. Be kind and love and respect one another. I want to thank everybody for coming through, supporting, listening, participating, all that good stuff. Excuse me. I'm going to take y'all out with this. Here. The falling weeping.